Israeli-born linguist Gilad Zuckerman prides himself on giving back to the community. After migrating to Australia in 2004, he thought about what he could do for his local community as a way of contributing to his new home. Based at the University of Adelaide, he first met the Bungala people near the Eyre Peninsula region of South Australia in 2007, an Aboriginal people whose language was on the brink of extinction. Mr. Zuckerman took it upon himself to help revive their language as a way of giving back to Australia.
Eventually, I decided that because my expertise is revivalistics, what I need to do is to assist Aboriginal people with reconnecting with their heritage through language. So for me, if you put a gun to my head, the number one, the single most important component of identity, culture, sovereignty, intellectual sovereignty, spirituality, metaphorically speaking, your soul, is language.
But he isn't the only migrant learning and connecting with Australia's First Peoples. Many who come to Australia and spend time with Indigenous communities say they didn't know much about Aboriginal people before arriving. For some of them, learning about Aboriginal culture is a way of finding their own identity and a sense of belonging in a new country. Indian-born photographer and art director Sunny Bra has his own unique style of capturing the raw emotions of Indigenous people. Mr. Bra spent time initiating contact with Indigenous people and recently showcased some of the most iconic faces of Indigenous Australia at a photographic exhibition. He says meeting them changed his life and the way he now approaches and talks to people on a daily basis.
The time I spent with these people really showed me the values that they hold quite dear to themselves, which is, you know, the value of culture, the value of family, and also the value of land, which they respect so much in everything that they do, which I did not know about before, and made me really realize and kind of it made me appreciate the land that I walked on and the proud history behind it.
If someone asks him what he knows about Australia and its history, he says he's just a visitor to this country or a resident of someone else's land. Depending on which part of the country he is in, Mr. Bra says he always needs to know the history behind it, as well as the story of the people who walked it for thousands of years.
Another thing that is kind of really changed is whenever I do visit a new area, I try to always understand, you know, who were the people of the area, the mob. And it kind of has educated me to look into further, learn about the different areas and different cultures and rituals of that area.
There are thousands of stories of Indigenous people coming from hundreds of different tribes spread across Australia. They are stories which aren't usually brought to light or widely known by newly arrived migrants. Recent media graduate, Indonesian-born Alfred Peck, only heard about Aboriginal spirit walker Clinton Pryor by chance. Once he found out about Clinton's year-long walk for justice from Perth to Canberra, he says it became a moment of realisation.
If there was no Clinton's walk for justice, I would not have the interactions that I have with these a lot of the different Indigenous communities. I would not have the new profound respect that I've got to a lot of these people. I would not be have the incentive to actually meet a lot of these First Nations, you know, communities, First Peoples of this land.
He now believes newly arrived migrants in Australia have a responsibility to learn the true history of this country and how it came to be the way it is today.
To Australia, we're still a group of people that benefits from the system that oppress a lot of these Indigenous cultures and, and practices and traditions in the way of life. Australian system is founded upon that, and therefore we have to truly acknowledge that. And as an immigrant, whilst we don't have that context or that connection, we still have to at least be aware of it.
Douglas Smith, SBS News.